Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Pressure is mounting on British Prime Minister Boris Johnson as senior MPs of his Conservative Party has called for him to resign over lockdown-breaching parties held at Downing Street in May 2020. How did this happen? Back in May 2020, when England was in lockdown, public health restrictions have said people cannot socialise indoors, while outdoor gatherings are only limited to with one other person outside of the household. When ministers were telling the public to stick to the rules, the Prime Minister's principal private secretary, Martin Reynolds, sent an email to over 100 staff saying, "After what has been an incredibly busy period, we thought it would be nice to make the most of the lovely weather and have some socially distanced drinks at the No. 10 Garden this evening. Please join us from 6 p.m. and bring your own booze." And on May 20th, Boris Johnson was photographed with cheese and wine along with his wife Carrie and at least 17 staff at a Downing Street garden. Mr. Johnson has said sorry last week for attending the lockdown gathering, but insisted it was a work event that did not break any rules.
"And when I went into that garden just after six on the 20th of May 2020 to thank groups of staff before going back into my office 25 minutes later to continue working, I believed implicitly that this was a work event. But Mr. Speaker, with hindsight, I should have sent everyone back inside."
Days after claiming the party was a work event, Mr. Johnson's former top aide turned critic, Dominic Cummings, wrote in his blog that the Prime Minister was warned about the event but waved aside concerns and he lied to Parliament and the public. The Prime Minister said on Wednesday no one told him that the Downing Street party was against the rules.
Categorically, that nobody told me and nobody said that this was something that was against the rules, that was a breach of the COVID rules, or we were doing something that wasn't a work event, because frankly, I don't think, I can't imagine why on earth it would have gone ahead or why it would have been allowed to go ahead. My memory of this event, as I said, is going out into the garden for about 25 minutes for what I implicitly thought was a work event.
The idea that you walked into the garden, there's 40 people there, the tables are laid out with food and drink and there's alcohol being served in the middle of a lockdown and you think that's a work event, that is just ludicrous, isn't it? You are just taking the mickey out of the British people. You know how silly that sounds, don't you?
I think what people need to do is wait and see what the report says. But I repeat my deep apologies.
But Mr. Johnson's defence couldn't even convince his own MPs. In Prime Minister's questions yesterday, former Brexit Secretary David Davis said he had spent weeks defending the Prime Minister, but allegations of the parties were just too much.
"But I expect my leaders to shoulder the responsibility for the actions they take. Yesterday, he did the opposite of that. So I'll remind him of a quotation altogether too familiar to him of Leo Amery to Neville Chamberlain. 'You have sat there too long for all the good you have done. In the name of God, go.'"
Boris Johnson has insisted to wait until the conclusion of an inquiry into the party by civil servant Sue Gray, but time could be running out for him. Around 30 of his own MPs have submitted letters of no confidence, and the number is getting closer to the 54 needed for a leadership vote.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95BFM.